With Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner, greeting you from the Polo Grounds in New York with a broadcast of today's game between the New York Mets and St. Louis Cardinals, presented by Rheingold Extra Dry and Juul Cigarettes. Today's broadcast is authorized under radio rights granted by the New York Mets solely for the entertainment of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express written consent of the New York Mets is prohibited. Right now, Cardinal manager Johnny Keene and New York skipper Casey Stengel are meeting with Al Barlick and his umpiring team at home plate while Danny McCarthy's ground crew carefully manicures the infield. And right now would be a good time to check your supply of fine gold Rheingold. Rheingold Extra Dry. Yes, sir, put some Rheingold on ice. It'll add a lot to your enjoyment of the game. Now, here is a beer with a clean, clear taste. Brisk and bright all the way through. Rheingold is beer as beer is good taste. Dry tells you why. And say, right now would be a good time to light up a cool cigarette. Cool Filter King, the cigarette that gives you rich, mellow tobaccos and extra coolness. A refreshing coolness you feel in your throat. Now the Cardinal batting order, Kurt Flood in center field leading off. Bill White playing first and batting second. Dick Grote will be at short, batting third. Sam Musial in left field, the cleanup batter. Ken Boyer at third base, hitting fifth. George Altman in right field, batting sixth. Julian Javier playing second base, hitting seventh. Tim McCarver behind the plate, batting eighth. And on the mound, batting ninth, with a record of 5 wins and 2 losses, right-hander Ernie Berlio. The New York Mets will have Jimmy Pearsall playing center field leading off. Eddie Cranepool in right field batting second. Ron Hunt playing second and batting third. Duke Snider in left field batting cleanup. Jim Harkness playing first base. Tim will bat number 5. Chico Fernandez at shortstop hitting 6th. Charlie Neal playing third and hitting 7th. Norm Cherry behind the plate batting 8th. And on the mound and batting 9th, right-hander Roger Craig. So we'll have today's Ladies' Day game underway in just a couple of moments. Now the umpires for today's game, behind the plate, Lee Wire. Al Barlick will be at first base. Ed Vargo at second base. Doug Hardy calling the plays around third. Now the cheer goes up as the New York Mets take the playing field. The Mets winning a dramatic game last night on a 3-run homer with 1 out in the 9th inning by Duke Snider. For Duke, the 399th home run of his career. Duke hoping that he can reach number 400 while the Mets are playing at home on this homestand. They have a doubleheader with St. Louis tomorrow, a night game with Cincinnati Monday night, and a day game with the Reds on Tuesday afternoon. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, as Roger Craig reaches the pitching mound, here is our national anthem. with the playing of our national anthem, it's play ball in the Polo Grounds in the second game of the four-game series between New York and St. Louis. Tomorrow afternoon, a doubleheader with the Cardinals starting at 2 o'clock. Casey Stengel will have Carl Willie and Jay Hook pitching against St. Louis tomorrow. For the Redbirds, left-hander Ray Sobecki in one game. In the other game, either veteran southpaw Kurt Simmons or right-hander Ray Washburn. Good seats available. We hope you're planning to be with us. For those of you who will be driving in, the Yankee Stadium parking facilities are available as well as the locations around the Polo Grounds. The Cincinnati Reds come in on Monday night to open a two-game series and almost unnoticed. Freddie Hutchinson has rallied his troops, and they are now only three games out of first place. Despite the fact that his two top pitchers, Bob Purkey and Joey Jay, were able to accomplish very little over the first 6 weeks of the season. Bob Purkey had a sore arm at the start of the season. Purkey has won only one game. Joey Jay, a 20-game winner the last 2 years, has won three and lost eight. But Jim Maloney stepped forward with Jim O'Toole to establish themselves as two fine pitchers, and the Reds now are only three games out. There are four teams virtually tied for first place in the National League. Actually, the Dodgers are in front by 2 percentage points. First pitch of the game to Kurt Flood is fouled off to the left, strike one. Roger Craig has a lifetime record against St. Louis of 9 wins and 11 losses. This year against St. Louis, Roger has won none and lost two. And he has to hit the dirt to get out of the way of a high fastball. One ball and one strike. Kurt Flood batting at .266, but he has a total of 64 base hits. Here's the pitcher on the way. Bounced foul off home plate back toward the Cardinal dugout. Kurt Flood has already scored 49 runs. One statistic you hear not too much about, but is terribly important to the success of any ball club and to any ball player as an individual when it comes contract time during the winter, is the number of runs scored, which is a fine indication of a player's true value to a team. Inside, ball two, 2-2. Ralph, I know players look forward to scoring 100 runs or more in a year.
Well, with this ball club, Flood certainly should do that because he has good hitters behind him and he gets on quite often.
Ground ball past the mound going up the middle for a ground single to center field. Flood led off the game last night with a double to right field and scored on a double by Dick Groat. Now the hitter is Bill White. Bill hitting a solid 317 was held in check by Al Jackson in the game last night. He went hitless in three times up. He drew a walk in the seventh inning and was erased in one of two double plays turned by Casey Smith. Now Roger Craig throws over to first base, keeping an eye on Kurt Flood. Now the pitcher on the way. Foul ball. He didn't mean to hit it. He was trying to hold up. This is not the first time this year that Johnny Keene has taken Dick Groat out of the number two spot in the batting order. But that number two spot has been virtually owned by Dick Groat, who is considered the best number two hitter in the National League. The way Johnny Keene has his batting order today, he alternates a right-hand hitter and then a left-hand batter. Flood bats right-handed, White left. Groat right, Musio left. Boyer right, Altman left. Javier right and McCarver left. Throw to first, he almost got it. He just gets back. Jim Harkness arguing with Al Barlick. They thought they might have had him picked off. Roger has picked two men off this year. Now Roger up in pitching position. Flood with a short lead off first. Here's the pitch. Foul ball and a check swing back into the screen and the count strike two. St. Louis Cardinals have a team batting average of .277, and most ball players would happily settle for it. Now the pitcher on the way, outside. Well, that's a lot of hitting when you have a team average of .277. Last year, Alvin Dark's Giants, in winning the National League pennant, had a team batting average of .279. Right now, the Cardinals well in front of the other National League teams in team batting. Now the 1-2 delivery. Ground ball bounced toward Ron Hunt. He flips to second for one. That's all they can get. Hunt to Fernandez, erasing Kurt Flood. Ron was hoping he might be able to get over far enough to put a tag on Flood and then throw on to first base. But he couldn't reach him, and he had to make the toss to Fernandez. Now here is Dick Groats, batting number three in the order today. Dick hitting at .315, double driving in Flood in the first inning last night. He had 2-for-3, a walk and a sacrifice. Like I said, .315, I meant Bill White. Groats hitting at .341. He shares the National League batting lead with Wes Covington of Philadelphia. There goes the runner, hit and run, a base hit going to left field. Fernandez had vacated the spot, running over to cover second. Racing around to third goes Bill White, and the Cardinals have runners on first and third. Once again, a fine execution by Dick Groats on a hit-and-run play. Fernandez broke to cover second. Ball was hit back to the shortstop position. Now St. Louis with runners on first and third, one man down, and the hitter is Stan Musial. Stan the man hitting .268 with 8 home runs and 32 runs batted in. In the all-time home run derby, Stan the man ranks 6th. He has a total of 471 home runs. Now the pitcher on the way by Craig, and it's popped up down the third baseline. Out in front of the plate is Norm Sherry. Sherry calling, grabs it in foul territory. Here's the old fouls after Sherry. Two men down with runners on first and third. And on to hit will be Ken Boyer. Boyer hitting .327 with 6 home runs. He hit his 6th in the game last night. And 39 runs batted in. He leads St. Louis in RBIs with 39. And the runner-up, Kurt Flood, with 38. One of the reasons for the surge of the Cincinnati Reds, a team considered by many as a real threat to the flag, has been Frank Robinson. He now has taken over the lead in the National League in RBIs. Robinson has driven 43 runs in. Felipe Alou, 40. Orlando Cepeda and Ken Boyer, 39. Outside and low. Henry Aaron has driven in 40. So the league leader now is Frank Robinson of Cincinnati. Reds only 3 games off the top. We're here for a night game Monday night, a day game on Tuesday. One ball and no strikes to Kenny Boyer. 2 down, runners on first and third. Infield deep and a stride toward left. Now the pitch by Craig. Off the outside corner, 2 balls and no strikes. Some of the most effective hitting done on the Polo Grounds by Kenny Boyer has been to the opposite field. His home run in the game last night, he pulled and hit up on the roof in left field. Now the count 2-0 and the pitch to him, low and outside, it's ball 3. George Altman, the right fielder, is the on-deck batter, and then Julian Javier. Now Craig checks the runners for 3-0 delivery. That's over a strike on the outside corner, 3-1. Now Roger comes to the stop, throws to first, a low throw. Heitner sticks it out. Down 3-1 on the hitter, Kenny Boyer. There goes the runner. The pitch is over for a strike. The peg down to second. The play back home. Not in time. The runner's in. Bill White comes in to score. He beat the return throw for Brown Hunt. It'll go as a double steal. With a 3-1 count on Kenny Boyer, Dick Groats broke for second. Norm Sherry pegged towards second to Ron Hunt. Ron took the throw only a stride in front of the bag at second. Fired back to home plate, but it wasn't close, and White comes in to score. Ron, unable to get up very far in front of second base to cut off that throw to fire it back toward home. Now it's 3-2 on Ken Boyer with Dick Grote on second base. Cardinals lead 1-0. 3-2 delivery. Ball four, it's inside and low. In baseball, of course, you never know what records are completely indestructible. There was a time when everybody felt Ty Cobb's 96 stolen bases was indestructible. Maury Wills took that out of the books. Now Roger forces the runner back. And the 60 home runs in a season. Here's the pitch on the way. Breaking ball over to George Altman for a call strike. The all-time record for most runs scored in one season goes back to 1894, 196 by Bill Hamilton with the old Philadelphia Phils. The modern record held by Babe Ruth, the Babe scored 177 runs in 152 ball games back in 1921. You imagine that, 177 runs in 152 games? Inside at the knees, one ball and one strike. Now Don Rowe has been given the sign to loosen up for New York. Dick Grote on second, Kenny Boyer on first, one run is in. Next pitch by Craig, too high, it's ball two, 2-1. Although Roger has pitched well and has an earned run average of 3.5, he is trying to break a six-game losing streak against the Cardinals this afternoon and win his first game since the 29th of April. Pitching 2-1. Curve in the dirt, and it's ball three. 3-1 to George Altman. Julian Javier, the second baseman, is the on-deck hitter. Altman hitting 272. 3-1 pitch by Craig. A ground ball hit toward the hole. Hunt knocks it down. He won't be able to throw him out. He's safe, but the bases are loaded. But Ron Hunt saved a run by reaching the ball deep in the hole, running hard toward the first base line. The bases are loaded with two men down, and Julian Javier coming on to hit. It goes on the base hit for George Altman, and only the head first dive by Ron Hunt kept that ball from going through. A number of times this year we have seen Hunt save a run with an all-out effort to stop a ball from going through the hole. Even though he was unable to throw the runner out, he kept the run from scoring at the moment. Now the base is loaded. Javier is the seventh man up in the inning, and Javier wants the ball looked over by umpire Lee Wire. We have thousands of youngsters, Midget Mets who are here as guests of the New York Mets for this afternoon's game. And they are filling the air with a chant, "Let's go Mets." Greg Winding, the pitch to Javier. Low, it's ball one. Mets in hot water here in the top half of the first inning. One run is in. It's scored on a double steal. Base is loaded. Grote is the lead runner at third. Kenny Boyer on second and George Altman on first. Javier hitting 261. Here's the pitch on the way. Strike on the outside corner. Interestingly enough, with the exception of the pitcher, Julian Javier batting 261 has the lowest batting average in the Cardinal lineup. One ball, one strike. Now Roger has his sign, winds and pitches. off the outside corner. Two balls and a strike. To the infield straight away against Javier, a fast man. Now the 2-1 pitch by Craig, a swing and a miss. And the count is even, 2-2. He went after a breaking ball about knee-high on the outside corner. St. Louis with Joe Schultz on the coaching lines at first and Vern Benson on the lines at third. Johnny Keene directing his ball club from the dugout. And Norm Sherry signs for the next pitch. It's 2-2 to Javier with the bases loaded. Here's the pitch on the way. Just missed the outside corner. It's 3-2. Roger Craig comes down off the mound. Roger thought he had him struck out. Now here's a big pitch for Roger Craig. 3-2 with two down and the bases loaded. Tim McCarver, the catcher, is waiting on deck. McCarver, a left-hand hitter, is batting at 315. Now Craig up in pitching position. Three runners will be leading away. Groats the lead runner, Boyer on second, Altman on first. Roger working from the stretch to keep him close. A pickoff attempt to throw to first, almost a wide throw. Harkness had to reach on to grab it. They put the play on. Tim was back at fielding depth on 3-2. Now we're set. Here's the pitch on the way. A ground ball hit to Fernandez. He's up with it. He whirls and throws to first. This side is out. Fernandez making the glove hand play, going off to his left. Had to whirl completely around before throwing across the diamond to Harkness. One run, three hits, no errors, three left on. The score in the middle of the first inning, the Cardinals won, and the New York Mets coming to bat. Now the last half of the first inning, and the New York Mets have Jimmy Pearsall to lead off against worthy Ernie Brilio. Curveballing right-hander who has won five and lost two this year. Brilio has one of the outstanding curveballs of any pitcher in the major leagues. On a given day, he has as tough as any pitcher going. Five of the five victories by Brolio this year, three of the five have been shutouts. Brolio 1-0 against New York this year. He shut out the Mets to win 7-0 on a two-hitter on opening day. So Jimmy Pearsall leads off against Brolio. The veteran right-hander out of his windup. Here's his pitch. There's that curveball. It's over. A strike called on the outside corner. Eddie Cranepool batting number two and Ron Hunt bats third. Brolio over the head. Down comes the arm. A swing and a miss on a fastball. Strike two. The game last night, St. Louis got one run in the first inning. They picked up another run in the fourth on Boyer's home run, and they led 2-0 going into the ninth inning. Frank Thomas, as a pinch hitter, got the rally going with a base hit. Outside and low, one ball and two strikes. Rod Kneale ran for Thomas. Ron Hunt drew a walk. And then Duke Snider connected for a home run off Diomedes Olivo to win the game for New York 3-2. Drive in the air to right field. George Altman is there waiting, and he has it for the out. Pearsall hit the ball hard. A line drive to Altman in right field. One out and nobody on. Now Eddie Cranepool coming up. St. Louis in front, 1-0, last half of inning number one. Now Brolio winds and pitches. Outside and low, it's ball one. Eddie has been working hard trying to improve his way of hitting to the opposite field to go with the curveballs that are being thrown to him by the enemy pitchers. Swing and a miss on a pitch in on him. 1-1. Doubleheader tomorrow with St. Louis will start at 2 o'clock. Hope you're planning to be with us. Now the 1-1 pitch by Broglio, and Eddie lays off a fastball too high, 2-1. National League race is really something. After a third of the season, you can cover the first six clubs with a fielder's glove. Now the 2-1 delivery. Breaking ball down in the dirt, 3-1. St. Louis Cardinals, the San Francisco Giants, the Los Angeles Dodgers, and Chicago Cubs in a virtual deadlock for first place. Dodgers actually have the lead by 2 percentage points, but in games won and lost, they're in a tie. Now the 3-1 pitch. Fastball over, a call strike, 3-2 on Eddie Cranepool. Sally Hemus coaching at first base and Cookie Lavagetto at third. Now Broglio with a payoff pitch to Cranepool. A ground smash to shortstop, fielded by Dick Groat. Over to Bill White, two men down. Two outs and nobody on. That brings up Ron Hunt. Not since the Milwaukee Braves won pennants back-to-back has any team in the National League been able to do so. Every year, the National League has had a new Cinderella team, a new champion. Now, Broglio winds and pitches to Hunt. A fastball under the knees, 1-0. Ron hitting at 264, he has been in a mild batting slump during the homestand. Ron has lost about 36 points on his batting average during the stay in the Polo Grounds this time. Next pitch on the way, a drive in the air to right field. Altman hurries in, makes the catch, and the bat is out. Two line drives caught in right field by George Altman. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. At the end of one inning, the score, the Cardinals won, and the New York Mets, nothing. St. Louis Cardinals, in a virtual tie for first place in the National League. They have, at the moment, the top hitting ball club in the circuit, and they have every reason for optimism as they view the remaining two-thirds of the season, because they are tied for first place, and yet they have had to go with Ray Washburn and Ray Sobecki missing pitching turns due to ailing arms. Washburn, fine young right-hander who got off to a blazing start, winning 5 before losing. And Ray Sobecki, a talented left-hander who will pitch tomorrow, but who has missed some pitching turns because of a sore arm. So the Cardinals figure they're going to be very much in it all the way this season. On the hitting of Stan Musial, Kenny Boyer, Bill White, Dick Groat, and all the rest. Bob Gibson, too, has not been able to pitch up to top form. So when the pitching comes completely around, it will go along with Curt Simmons and Ernie Broglio. Cardinals figure they have a real good chance to win it. Doubleheader tomorrow. There are good seats available. The Twin Bill starts at 2. Casey Stengel and his pitching coach, Ernie White, have decided on Carl Willie and Jay Hook tomorrow. And for St. Louis, Ray Sobecki in one game and either Curt Simmons or Ray Washburn in the other game. Remember, if you're driving in, the Yankee Stadium parking facilities are available, as well as the areas around the Polo Ground. Now, Tim McCarver is up against Roger Craig in the top half of the second inning. Curve is over, strike one call. McCarver, a left-hand batter, hitting at 315 on the year. Charlie Neal in close at third against McCarver. Off the outside corner, 1-1. Chico Fernandez figuring McCarver as a pull batter. He shades him towards second base. Now Craig over the head. Around comes the arm. Breaking ball in, a strike. 1-2. Beautiful day for the game. Skies are mostly clear. Breeze blowing from right across toward left. Pitching 1-2. Outside, and the count evens. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dan Armsherry setting up the target. The 2-2 pitch. A long drive that may go foul toward the roof. A foul ball over the roof and out of play. The ball went up over the roof like a pistol shot, but it was fouled by 10 or 15 yards. Now Roger glances around. The defense is set. The 2-2 pitch. A ground ball slowly hit. Ron Hunt moving in, digs it out of the dirt, flips it over to Timmy Harkness, one away. One out and nobody on. Ernie Brolio comes on to hit. Brolio has 3 hits and 29 times at bat. Brolio batting right-handed. Curve inside. That one had him fooled. 1 ball and no strike. He was turning away. The pitch actually wasn't that close. It broke fairly close to the inside corner. Now Craig winds and pitches. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Roger mixing up a lot of curves and sliders. Mets bunch toward the middle defensively against Brolio. A swing and a miss. Strike 2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Pitching 1-2. A smash hit hard. A base hit going down the left field line. Twisting in foul ground now. Brolio around first is on his way to second. He'll go in standing up with a 2-base hit. He hit a curveball and really ripped it a low line drive down against the wall in foul territory. So Brolio is on second with a double hit between Neal and the line. Right now, let's pause for station identification. Bob Murphy with Ralph Kiner and Lindsey Nelson from the Polo Grounds. Ernie Brolio has just doubled down the left field line. And the batter is Kurt Flood, the leadoff hitter and center fielder. He singled to center field, leading off in the first inning. Ball one. Fernandez chasing Brolio back toward second. Craig off the stretch delivers to Flood inside. Ball two. 2 balls and no strikes. Both of these teams, the Cardinals and the Mets, have done well in the low-scoring, close ball games this year. 20 of the 55 games played by the Mets decided by one run. Mets have won 11, lost 9. Ground ball towards short. Fernandez will have to hurry this one. The peg is in time. He got him by a running stride. Holding on.
This is WGY's Schenectady.
Chico has been playing a good shortstop for New York. Now there are two away, and the batter is Bill White. He reached safely on a fourth play in the first inning. White hitting at 315 on the year with 8 home runs and 38 runs batted in. He later scored in the first inning on the front end of a double steal. A line drive loop towards short right field. Out goes Hunt. He can't make the play. It breaks off his glove. Brolio in to score. The peg to second. A high throw. It gets by everybody. Backed up now in foul ground by Norm Sherry. It'll be a double for Bill White. He tomahawks kind of a soft line drive out into right field. Ron Hunt, after a desperate run into right, jumped up and got a glove on it but couldn't hold it. It'll go as a double with a run batted in and the Cardinals lead 2-0. 39th run batted in for Bill White, and now the hitter is Dick Groce. So near and yet so far, Ron Hunt almost had the ball caught. Now Bill White wants to get rid of his batting helmet and exchange it for the regular ball cap. St. Louis now with two runs on five hits. Now the hitter is Dick Groce. Dick has taken over the top spot of the National League in batting. He's hitting at 344. He broke the deadlock existing between Wes Covington and himself his first time up. Now Craig off the stretch delivers to Groce. Low and outside. One ball and no strikes. All of the American League games will be tonight. There will be three-day games in the National League. At the end of three in Philadelphia, Cincinnati nothing, Philadelphia nothing, Jim O'Toole against Art Mahaffey. Now the pitch is in the way, a ground ball bounced toward the left of Johnny Neal. He catches up with it. Now pegs to Harkness, and the side is out. One run, two hits, no errors, and one left on. The score at the end of an inning and a half, the Cardinals 2 and the New York Mets nothing. Well, you know, fans, the makers of Cool cigarettes are mighty glad to send these games your way. They'd like for me to pass along this message. If you've been thinking of changing to a menthol cigarette, don't make a halfway change to one of those new menthols. Join the smart smokers who are making the right change to Cool Filter King. You see, no matter what cigarette you're now smoking, or no matter what cigarette you change to, you aren't getting the full, refreshing satisfaction that only Cool can give you. And that's because Cool is the only cigarette that gives you rich, mellow tobacco and extra coolness. Extra coolness that comes to you free and easy through Cool's pure white filter. Extra coolness you can feel in your throat every time you light up from the very first cigarette in the morning to your last cigarette at night. So come up to Cool Filter Kings with a pure white filter. Buy a carton. You'll never have to change again. Dick Snyder getting a wonderful ovation as he comes out to hit now against Ernie Berlioz in the last half of the second. In the history of baseball, only eight men have hit 400 or more home runs. Dick Snyder, after the dramatic home run last night, needs only one more to reach 400. The all-time leader, of course, Babe Ruth with 714. Old Double X, Jimmy Fox was next with 534. Outside and high, ball one. The splendid splinter, Ted Williams, wound up third in the all-time derby with 521. The late and beloved Mel Ott had 511. Lou Gehrig, 493. In the dirt, the curve, ball two, 2-0. Then you switch to the acting player. Stan Musial is sixth with 471. Mickey Mantle, seventh with 415. Eddie Matthews, eighth with 406. Then comes Duke Snyder. Outside and high, ball three. After Duke Snyder, the next great player in the National League due to reach the 400 mark will be Willie Mays. Right now, Willie has 379. It's thrown to the Duke. It's over for a call strike, 3-1. Number 11, Gil Hodges, now the Washington manager with 370. Then our broadcasting colleague, Ralph Kiner, with 369. Then Joe DiMaggio, Johnny Myers, and Yogi Berra. That's over for a call strike. Ball count, 3-2 on Duke Snyder, leading off in the last half of the second. Bolio into his windup. Here's his pitch. Ball four, the fastball misses, and the Duke is on. For the New York Mets, Tim Harkness. Tim hitting 225 with four home runs and 16 runs batted in. Harkness, a full hitter. They play him around toward right and allow for his power. Now, Broglio pitching off the stretch. And the ball is popped up on the left of the third base line. Calling for it, Kenny Boyer. He has it, retiring Harkness in fair territory. One away and one on. The batter coming on now, Chico Fernandez. Chico hitting 246 with one home run and five RBIs. Everybody was wondering in the ninth inning last night when Olivo came on to relief why he had so much trouble getting the sign. It turned out he had forgotten his eyeglasses. Now Chico, right-hand batter waiting. Pitched by Broglio. He started him off with a curve, and it's over. Strike one call. Snyder leading off first, one man down. Fastball taken high, one ball and one strike. Now the 1-1 delivery, foul ball back into the screen. Terry Neal crossed it in the on-deck circle. Mets trying to get it going against Ernie Broglio here in the last half of the second. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Ernie Broglio fanning Chico Fernandez with a good slider. Now there are two away and Charlie Neal coming on to hit. Charlie hitting 231. The Cardinals this year are playing over 500 ball on the road as well as at home. Swing and a miss by Charlie, strike one. The Mets are over 500 in ball games played here on the Polo Grounds. Mets have now played 29 games at home this year. They've won 16 and lost 13. Now the stretch by Broglio with Snyder on first, the pitch on the way. Outside, one ball, one strike. Norm Sherry, wearing his shin guard, swinging the leaded bat in the on-deck circle to loosen up his muscles. Now Broglio to the set position. Delivers, and it's foul back toward the press box and out of play. Skims into the upper deck right over the press box. Stride off the bag at first. Pitching one and two. Swing and a Murphy struck him out. Neil goes down swinging, was fired out in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. At the end of two, the score, the Cardinals, two, and the New York Mets, nothing. Last time the Mets were in St. Louis, Errol Rosenthal of the New York Herald Tribune paid a visit to Joe Medwick. Medwick, the great slugger from Carteret, New Jersey, is the latest star to accept an invitation to the Mets Old-Timers Day right here in the Polo Grounds on Saturday afternoon, June 22nd. Medwick achieved his greatest fame with the old gas house gang of the St. Louis Cardinals, but you'll recall he also played with the Giants, Braves, and Dodgers, and was on the pennant-winning Dodger Club of 1941. Joe was the batting star of that great 34 World Series between the Cardinals and Tigers and precipitated a riot in the seventh and final game in an incident at third with Marvin Owen. When Joe took his position in left field at the beginning of the next inning, the Tiger fans out on the bleachers showered him with missiles. They had to hold the game up, and finally Commissioner Landis decided to remove Medwick for his own safety, as the judge expressed it. And the old-timer celebration, which brings back established major leaguers from the metropolitan area, Medwick will be reunited with his old manager of the Gas House Gang, the old Flash, Frankie Frisch, and Hank Greenberg, who played with the Tigers in the 34 series. Frisch and Greenberg are in the Hall of Fame, and there's agitation to have Ducky Medwick join them in the near future. He has the credentials. He led the league with a 374 average and had a lifetime 324 average. And, Ralph, that was some hitting.
It certainly was, and here's some hitter up to the plate right now, Stan Musial. Stan, a cinch to be in the Hall of Fame after he quits playing ball within 5 years. He has to wait 5 years. Musial fouled out his first time up, and he takes low for ball two. Speaking of throwing vegetables on the field, Bob, how about yesterday in Detroit? They're still doing it. Hank Aguirre got a base hit, which was sort of surprising, and the fans jarred Roger Maris with a little bit of derby shot there. Hank Aguirre batting now 058. There's a bouncing ball down toward first, slowly picked up by Harkness. He goes to Roger Craig for out number one. Sam Musial still unable to run well. He's been bothered by a torn muscle. He also popped a blood vessel while playing about a week ago. One out now, and Ken Boyer steps in. The score 2-0. The Cardinals lead. Boyer walked his first time up, so he's batting 327 with six home runs and 39 runs batted in. Incidentally, Gary said all hitters use him as a measure. They're either hitting better than he or worse. Here's the first pitch to Boyer, a ball called, a fastball inside. Gary doubled for his first extra base hit since 1958 in that game against the Yankees yesterday. A double right after him found him at third base. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Bounce down to third. Neil comes in, knocks it down. He can't handle it. Neil charging the ball, got the ball in the half off. It's going in there. First error of the game. Gary, when trying to explain that he only got the third, said, well, it's been a long time since I've been on the bases. Pretty hard to go only from second to third on a two-base hit. But then there's Bob Buell, who was 0 for 87 up till just the other day, but he's been red hot. He's picked up three hits since going 0 for 87. Now George Altman, the score 2-0, the Cardinals lead. Altman, a left-hand batter, and the first pitch is a strike called at the knees, a fastball for strike one. George had an infield hit his first time up. He's batting 276. Throw to first base, but Boyer was on the bag. Roger Craig, working on the mound, has given up five hits. And he's allowed two runs. And Altman takes the slider that's just high. One ball, one strike. Altman with three home runs, 18 runs batted in. Left-hand batter, acquired from the Chicago Cubs. Now Craig back to the plate, and the ball is hit down toward first base foul. Ball going by Joel Schultz, the first base coach. Vern Benson coaching the third for the Cardinals. One One ball, two strikes, one out, top of the third. Ken Boyer at first base. He reads in an error. Now leading off, and he draws a throw, but throw is too late. One ball, two strikes. Now Craig again the first. Again, Boyer back. Boyer has not attempted to steal a base this year. This time it's close at first, but Boyer beats the tag. Boy, that Roger, he's tough. Cardinals are running ball club. Kurt Flood leads the club in stolen bases with 9. George Altman has 8. They like to run. Now Craig again the first, again close. Both the last 2 times, Boyer had to dive back in. Al Bartik, the first base umpire. Cardinals worked a double steal in the first inning to score their first run. Bill White scoring from third base. And the pitch to the plate is outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. They scored their second run in the second inning and a double by Broglio and a double by Bill White. That's the way it stands. 2-0. One out here in the top of the third. Back to the set position and to first base. Boyer this time back a little more easily. Here again, 2-2, the curveball fouled out of play. Southern can a hold at 2 balls and 2 strikes with 1 out. Wind blowing in from center field. Now Craig setting again. And the pitch is swung on and missed. A strikeout for Roger Craig, his first in the game. Now with 2 out, the batter will be Julian Javier. Julian hit a hard ground ball down to Chico Fernandez his first time up. He's batting 260. Right-hand batter with 4 home runs, 14 runs batted in. He had a long triple in last night's game. Won by the Mets by a score of 3-2. This game, the second of a 4-game series. The Cardinals and Mets a doubleheader tomorrow. Game time at 2 o'clock. Javier looks at the first pitch, ball one. Scheduled pitchers tomorrow, it'll be Carl Woolley for the Mets and Jay Hook in the second game. Ray Sadecki and either Ray Washburn or Kurt Simmons going for the Cardinals. Now the 1-0 delivery, it's fouled down in the dirt. 1 ball, 1 strike. Cardinals just a couple of percentage points out of first place. Dodgers now lead with 30 wins and 23 losses. Cardinals have 31 wins and 24 losses, as do the Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Roger at 1-1. A bunt attempt, he misses. It's strike two. Charlie Neal playing a deep third base, and Javier trying to take advantage. 1 ball, 2 strikes. As Bob Murphy told you earlier, the Cincinnati Reds, who will be coming in here for a 2-game series on Monday and Tuesday, Monday a night game, have been the real surprise of the league of late. They're in 5th place, but only 3 games back. Craig to first base. Boyer with a short lead back ahead of the tag. 2 men out, top of the third. The score 2-0, the Cardinals lead. Craig quickly to first. This time Boyer dives back in, again beating the tag. Ball, 2 strikes. And Roger back to the plate, and there's a bouncing ball to third. Johnny Neal takes it, goes to second for the fourth play to retire the side. In the inning for the Cardinals, no runs, no hits. There was 1 error, And one man was left on. And the score at the end, 2.5 innings of play. The Cardinals 2, the Mets nothing. Well, with the weather starting to warm up, we're starting to get those wonderful days we'll be having from now on right through to the end of September. And you know, no matter what you have in mind to do this summer, be it fishing, boating, tennis, or just settling back with the radio to listen to the Mets games, there's one sure way to enjoy it more. A cold glass of refreshing Rheingold Extra Dry by your side. Wonderful days call for the wonderful taste of New York's favorite beer. A taste no other beer can match. And two little words, extra dry, tell you why Rheingold tastes so good. They tell you that Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costlier way for a flavor that's brisk and bright and clean, clear through. Good idea would be to enjoy a glass right now. Rheingold Extra Dry. The schedule in the National League sees Cincinnati at Philadelphia. That game at the end of 4.5 with no score. Jim O'Toole against Art Mahaffey. Cincinnati in here for a Monday night game and a Tuesday afternoon game to close out the 15-game homestand. Pittsburgh 4, Milwaukee 3 after 3. Cloninger now ready for Burdett. Vernon Law going for Pittsburgh. Matthews with a 7th home run of the year for Milwaukee. Los Angeles scheduled at Chicago. Padres against Buell and San Francisco against the Houston Colt 45s in the night game. In the American League, all the games scheduled at night, New York at Detroit, Cleveland at Washington, Boston at Baltimore, Chicago at Kansas City, and Minnesota at Los Angeles. Here the bottom half of the third with Norm Sherry batting, and he swings at the first pitch, a miss for strike one. Norm with 7 hits and 69 trips. 2 home runs, 6 runs batted in. He's batting 101. Ernie Bolio with the second pitch of this inning. And he misses high. 1-1, a fastball. Ernie has not given up a hit so far in the game. He has walked 1 and struck out 2. Now the right-hander comes back at 1-1. And it's outside, a fastball. 2-1. On-deck batter, Roger Craig. He'll be followed by Jimmy Pearsall. Cardinals lead, 2-0. Bottom half of the third. 2-1 pitch, it on the ground in the hall. Dick Grote comes up and it goes across in time. Ball net hit hard enough to work its way on through, giving Grote enough time to get over in front of the ball and make the play. One out and Roger Craig comes up. Roger is batting 0-67, 2-30. Craig, a right-hand batter. Bolio, a right-hand pitcher. And Bolio misses with a slider, ball one. Bolio is making his 13th start. He has pitched 4 complete games, winning 5 and losing 2. There's ball 2, a fastball too low. He has worked more innings than any Cardinal pitcher, a total right now of 85 innings. In that time, he has given up 59 hits, only 59 hits, and he has struck out 43. 2-0 pitch to Craig. He takes strike one call. Two balls, one strike. The Cardinals 2, the Mets nothing. One out here in the bottom half of the third. And there's strike 2. So 4 pitches by Ernie Bolio, all looked at by Roger Craig, and they count 2-2. Bolio with the big windup, the kick and the pitch. And he struck him out. Craig swinging at a slider for strike 3. Third strikeout for Ernie. And with 2 out, Jimmy Pearsall steps in. Jimmy lined out to right field in the first inning. In that inning, Ron Hunt also hit the ball well to right field, but Rolio did not give up a hit. In the second, he walked Duke Snyder, then got Tim Harkness on the pop-up, Chico Fernandez on the strikeout, and Charlie Neal on the strikeout. In this inning, Norm Cherry led off and grounded out to short, and Roger Craig struck out. And the pitch to Jimmy Pearsall is right over the top of his head, a curveball, and hits his bat. And Jimmy, who's having all kinds of trouble at the plate, really disgusted because he's had no luck at all. And that pitch was right over the top of his head and hit him and hit his bat. Now he's going around to the other side of the plate. He's standing on the left-hand side. Well, we've seen it all. Pearsall batting left-handed, and the pitch to him is low, ball one. He's going to try it another way. Well, this is the place for at the Polo Ground. Something new every day. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Pearsall batting left-handed, and he fouls the ball down to Solly Heeman. Now he's going to go back on the other side. Umpire Lee Wire throwing out a new ball at Broglio, misses the pitch, and the ball goes out to center field. Now time call as McCarver goes out to talk to Broglio. Pearsall now back on the right-hand side of the plate. The count, one ball and two strikes. Yeah, he fits. Here's the windup and the pitch to Pearsall. Curveball, he struck him out. Well, two strikeouts in the inning, number four in the game for Ernie Broglio, and the side is retired. 1-2-3 for the right-hander. And the score at the end of three innings of play. The Cardinals 2, the New York Mets nothing. Well, we've seen just about everything now. Jimmy having all kinds of trouble with base hits coming his way. He hit the ball well, and when he tried to get out of the way of the curveball, it was right over his head. And when the ball hit his bat, he was thoroughly disgusted. A real ball pitch going for a strike. So he swung around to the left-hand side and fouled the ball off. Well, Pearsall, along with the new official song of the New York Mets, certainly a part of the scene here right in New York. If you've been listening to our broadcast and telecast, you must have heard Meet the Mets because it's played before each game as well as before all Mets home games. The sketchy tune is now available in 45 RPM recording with a vocal on one side and an instrumental on the other. To obtain your copy of the record Meet the Mets and $1 to Mets official song, Polo Grounds, New York, 39, New York. And maybe Jimmy Pearsall will deliver the copy personally. You can expect just about anything to happen out here when the New Yorks play in the National League, the New York Mets. Top of the fourth inning, the score 2-0. The Cardinals lead. The first man up for the Cardinals will be the catcher, Tim McCarver. He's batting 309. No home runs, six runs batted in. A left-hand batter. And Roger Craig starts his job here in the fourth. First pitch outside, ball one. Roger has given up a total of five hits, allowing the Cardinals two runs. They scored one run in the first and one run in the second. Roger back, and there's a ball hit the left field. Duke Snider moving in, now moving in quicker, and he makes the catch. And while we wait for the pitcher Ernie Broglio to come to bat, we'll pause for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady, 810 on your dial, where the time is 2.5 minutes past 3 p.m. by the WGY clock.
Bob Kiner along with Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murphy from the Polo Ground. Score 2-0, one out here in the top of the fourth. And the batter is Ernie Broglio, right-hand batter. Ernie doubled his first time up. There's a swing and a curveball, strike one. A double resulting in a run scored for Ernie as he scored on the double by Bill White. Now Roger back with a slider. It's fouled down in the dirt. Strike two. Broglio with four hits and 30 trips to the plate. That puts his average at 133. Roger Craig with the two-strike delivery. There's a swing and a miss for strike three. Roger picks up his second strikeout in the game. For Bonio, that's the 12th time he has struck out this season. And with two out, the batter will be Kurt Flood. Good single to center field his first time up, and then grounded out to short. One for two, batting 267. Right-hand batter. There's a foul ball. Strike one. Flood's single was off a curveball in the first. Ball going right between Neal and the shortstop, Chico Fernandez. There's a curve hit down to short. Fernandez comes up with it. Underhands the first base to retire the side. And Roger Craig sets the Cardinals down in order for the first time today. And the score at the end of 3.5 innings of play, the Cardinals 2, the New York Mets nothing. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Mets coming to bat here in the bottom half of the fourth. It'll be Ed Cranepool, Ron Hunt, and Duke Snider. The Mets sending up their second, third, and fourth batters against the right-hander. Rolio worked the first inning in order. Two balls hit hard, but both caught. In the second, he walked Duke Snider, then got Harkness, Fernandez, and Neal. Fernandez and Neal on strikeout. In the third, he picked up Norm Sherry in the ground ball, Roger Craig in the strikeout, and Jimmy Pearsall in the strikeout. Four strikeouts and one walk. Same ball, the first man up here in the fourth. Bounced out to Dick Grote his first time up. He's now batting 216. And the first pitch to the left-hand batter. Fastball hit down the line. Bill White will have room. Should say George Altman will have room, and he makes the catch in the warning track. Same ball just a bit out in front, hitting the ball out near the end of the bat and not getting enough wood on it to drive it out of here. One out for Brolio. It brings up Ron Hunt, who lined out to right field his first time up. Ron batting 263. Ron has hit the ball well late, of late, but he has not been able to pick up any hits. Duke Carmel warming up in the bullpen for the St. Louis Cardinals, which might mean that Stan Musial will come out. He's in left field. He's being bothered by a pulled leg muscle. First pitch to Hunt. Foul back of home plate, but no chance for the catcher, Tim McIver. He charged over there, but was held up. Cardinals, two runs and five hits. The Mets, no runs, no hits. One out here in the bottom half of the fourth. Ernie Brolio with a one-strike delivery. A curve, a big swing by Hunt. Strike two. Beautiful day for baseball, and two coming your way tomorrow. If you haven't made your plans, why don't you come out and join us here at the Polo Grounds. Brolio misses low with a fastball. One ball, two strikes. One, two pitch. It's a call, strike three. Strikeout number five for Ernie Brolio. That was a fastball right at the knee. Say right now, why not open up or order up a cold glass of Rheingold Extra Dry? It's beer as beer should taste. Now with two out, the Cardinals leading 2-0. Duke Snider comes to bat. Duke walked his first time up. He's batting 226. His 10th home run of the year, giving the Mets the first win of this four-game series. Mets winning last night 3-2. Duke takes a curve, strike one. Rolio has a big rolling curveball, one of the biggest and one of the best curveballs in the league. He also throws a slider and a fastball that moves away from the left-hand batter. He's been a good pitcher. One strike pitch, and it hits Duke in the back. Duke going down to first base, and the Mets have a man at first with two men out, and Tim Harkness coming up. So, the Duke reaches a second time. Now Gus Marsh going out to take a look at Duke. Ball might have hit him in the arm. He was spinning around getting out of the way, and I guess it hit him on the right forearm. Gus Marsh, Sally Emus, and Bill White. Watching Gus work on Duke. He's going to stay in the game. Right after this half inning, Bob Murphy will bring you up to date on all the scores and also the scheduled games for today. As you probably already know, the Dodgers lead in the National League by a couple of percentage points over San Francisco, Chicago, and St. Louis. They're all tied for second. Cincinnati is in fifth place, three games back of the Dodgers, and Cincinnati will be in here to close out this homestand Friday night and, should say, Monday night and Tuesday afternoon. Okay, Duke is okay. And it's Jim Harkness. And the first pitch for the left-hand batter is bounced slowly down to second base. Javier takes a big hop, throws to retire the side. In the inning for the Mets, no runs. They had no hits. There were no cardinal errors. Duke was hit by a pitch ball, and he was left on. And the score at the end of four, the Cardinals 2, the New York Mets nothing. Now, here's Bob with the scores.
Okay, Ralph, at the end of 5.5 now at Johnny Mack Stadium in Philadelphia. Cincinnati nothing, Philadelphia nothing. A pitching duel between Jim O'Toole and Art Mahaffey of the Phillies. Eddie Matthews hit a two-run homer in the first inning today at Pittsburgh for Eddie's seventh of the year. And now at the end of 5.5, the Braves and the Pirates are tied up 4-4. Tony Kleininger relieved Lou Burdett in the second inning for the Braves, and Al McBean replaced the Deacon Vern Law in the fourth inning for the Pirates. At the end of 2.5 innings in Chicago, the Dodgers lead the Cubs 2-1. Johnny Padres pitching against Bob Buell. Tonight, San Francisco plays at Houston. Last night, the Colt 45s beat the Giants in 10 innings 2-1. All of the American League games will be tonight. New York playing at Detroit, Cleveland at Washington, Boston at Baltimore, Chicago at Kansas City, and Minnesota at Los Angeles. Now we go to the fifth inning, and Bill White leads off for St. Louis. White has reached on a force play and doubled to right, driving in a run. St. Louis, 2 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. New York, no runs, no hits, and 1 error. Roger into his windup, pitches to White, way up high, ball one. Ball and no strikes on Bill White. Now Craig out of his windup delivers a ground ball, hits foul, going down the first baseline, no play. Nobody on, nobody out, top half of the fifth inning. Next pitch by Roger, taken high by White, 2-1. Doubleheader tomorrow with St. Louis, the eighth doubleheader of the year for the New York Mets. Doubleheaders, the Mets have swept 2 doubleheaders, been swept on 1 occasion, and split 4 others. Foul ball. Way out in front on that one was Bill White, and he goes back up on the roof and out of play. Now Craig looking in for his sign. It's 2-2. Outside, ball 3, and we have a full count, 3-2. Bill, a strong left-hand hitter with good size and excellent running speed. Down comes the 3-2 pitch, a ground ball foul down the first base line. He went after a curve, and it was foul. So the count remains at 3-2. Skies are brilliant blue and clear now. Just a few harmless appearing clouds when the game opened, and now it's absolutely clear. Breeze blowing in from center field. Now the 3-2 pitch, and he pops it up down the first baseline. Jim Harkness in fair territory calling for it. He takes it, one down. One away and nobody out in the fifth inning. Coming on now will be Dick Grote, batting in the number 3 spot in the order. Dick has one hit and two times up. Batting at 342, and he's battling Wes Covington of Philadelphia for the National League batting lead. Now Roger, double pump. Pitch thrown to Grote, a little bit high. 1-0. Outside and low, 2-0. Now a 2-0 delivery, way outside, 3, and Craig goes behind on Grote, 3-0. Roger has walked 1 and struck out 2. Here's the pitcher on the way. 4, it's outside, and Grote walks on 4 pitches. That is the second walk given up by Craig. It brings up Stan Musial. Stan has fouled out to Norm Sherry and grounded out to Tim Harkness with Craig covering the throw. Musial hitting .264 with 8 home runs and 32 runs batted in. Ball 1 off the outside corner. Cardinals have 3 men in their batting order with 30 or more RBIs. The outfield deep around toward right, lobbed over to first now by Craig. In the first inning, Dick Grote and Bill White executed a double steal to get the first Cardinal run home. Then Bill White doubled in the second run. Breaking ball on the inside corner for a call strike, 1-1 on Stan the Man. Delivery. A fly ball looped to short right field. It may be hard to reach. Pearsall coming in. Makes the catch. Ball carried a little bit deeper than we first thought it would, and Jimmy Pearsall picks it up in shallow right center. Now there are 2 away, and Ken Boyer comes on to hit, batting number 5 in the Cardinal order. Boyer has drawn a walk and reached safely on an error. Ken hitting at .325. Cardinals 2 and the Mets nothing. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Strike called on the outside corner. St. Louis led in the opener of the series last night, 2-0 going into the ninth inning. A pinch single by Frank Thomas, a walk to Ron Hunt, and a 3-run homer by Duke Snyder, and the Mets won it 3-2. Inside at the knees to Ken Boyer. 1-1. Roger Craig moving that ball in and out against Boyer. Strong right-hand hitter. Pitching 1-1. That's over at the knees for a call strike. One ball and two strikes. The only day games in the major leagues today are in the National League. All of the American League games will be played under the lights. Now Roger Craig calling Norm Sherry out for a brief conference. Pitching position. Delivers a ground smash going up the middle for a base hit by Ken Boyer. Throat is on his way to third. Tinsall doesn't throw to third. He bluffs it and then whips the ball back into Hunt near second. And the Redbirds have runners on first and third with two men down. Single to center by Ken Boyer is the sixth cardinal hit of the game. Brings on George Altman, the right fielder. Altman has one hit and two times up. He was struck out by Roger his last time at bat. Now, Craig, runners on first and third trying to get by George Altman. A drive hit hard to right field, a base hit by Altman. Drake comes in to score. On his way to third goes Kenny Boyer. He races in to third, and now it's 3-0 St. Louis. Well, George Altman, his 19th run batted end of the year, and now the Cardinals lead 3-0, and coming on to hit is Julian Javier. Don Rowe warming up again in the bullpen for the New York Mets. Javier has been up twice and both times hit the ball on the ground. Was thrown out by Fernandez in the first inning and bounced into a force play started by Kenny Boyer by Charlie Neal in the third inning. Now Roger off the stretch delivers, swing and a miss, strike one. Big up in pitching position, delivers, there goes the runner, and it's fouled. That ball came back up and struck Javier. George Altman was running on the play, with runners on first and third. Boyer is on third. And now it's a two-strike count on Julian Javier. He fouled the ball into the plate, it bounced off the plate and came back up and caught him on the right ear. Craig with a two-strike count. Throws to first. Not in time. Altman gets back. George Altman, an outstanding base runner for a man of his size. Two-strike pitch. Outside and low. One ball, two strikes on Julian Javier. George Altman this year has stolen eight bases. He has been caught only twice. Now throw to first, and he's back. One ball and two strikes on Javier, right-hand batter. Throw to first. He's back safely. Ken McCarver, left-handed batting catcher, is in the on-deck circle. Now the pitch thrown. Ground ball slowly hit. Chasing it is Harkness. Craig will have to cover the throw to him. He's out. That ball was that slow, twisting grounder into that no man's land. Harkness had to go get it in a hurry, and Craig had to beat Javier to the bag. One run, two hits, no errors, two left on. So we've come halfway at the end of four and a half innings to score the Cardinals 3 and the Mets nothing. You know, baseball is a funny game in many respects. You see some fellows come along and zoom to the top, and then suddenly they're back in the minors. And I guess that's true of a lot of things. Take beer, for example. It's like baseball. In that to stay on top, you really got to have it. And I guess you'll agree that Rheingold has really got it. It's been New York's favorite beer for many, many years. And Rheingold's amazing popularity can be explained by two little words, extra drive. Rheingold brews the long, slow, costlier way, so you get a dividend in taste. A taste that's brisk and bright and clean, clear through. Yes, sir, Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. But find that out for yourself. Enjoy a tall, refreshing glass of Rheingold right now. Join the millions who say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer.
we have a change in left field for St. Louis. Duke Carmel has replaced Stan Musial. Stan's leg still bothering him some, not able to run at full strength, and so Carmel takes over with the Cardinals leading by three. And Tico Fernandez is up against Ernie Brolio in the last half of the fifth inning. Curveball is outside. One ball and no strike. Mets have had only two base runners off Ernie Brolio, Duke Snyder on both occasions. Duke drew a walk in the second and was hit by a pitch in the fourth inning. Fast ball under the knees, ball two, two balls and no strike. Crowd really stirring around now, starting to chant, "Let's go Mets," hoping they can get it going. Fernandez the hitter with Neil on deck and then Sherry. This time it's over at the knees for a call strike, two and one. Ernie Brolio has two-hit ball games to his credit this year. Three of his five victories have been shutouts. Pitching two and one. Inside and low, ball three, three and one. Nobody on, nobody out. Bottom half of the fifth inning, St. Louis 3, New York nothing. Three-one delivery. Ball four, it's low, and Tico walks, leading off the home fifth inning. Charlie Neal on to hit for the second time in the game. Charlie was struck out by Brolio in the second. Neal hitting at 230. Now Brolio up in pitching position. Delivers a fastball low. One ball and no strike. And Tim McCarver takes off on the run to go to the mound and talk to Brolio. Carl Willie and Jay Hook tomorrow for New York in the doubleheader against the Cardinals starting at 2 o'clock here in the Polo Grounds. Following tomorrow's doubleheader, two games remain on the homestand against Cincinnati Monday night and Tuesday afternoon. Fernandez with a short lead off first. Pitch to Neal. He holds up, but it's over for a call strike, and now Charlie is going to argue with umpire Lee Wire. High fastball by Brolio. Neal started to go after it, then thought he had checked up. Bill White about a stride off the bag at first with Tico Fernandez, the base runner there. Kirk Flood not figuring that Charlie Neal will be pulling on Ernie Brolio, and he plays him a stride toward the opposite field. Brolio comes to the stop. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss on a fastball. One ball and two strikes. Brolio now steps up to keep an eye on Tico Fernandez. Now the right-hander is ready. In comes his pitch to Neal in the dirt, but it's blocked by McCarver, and he keeps the ball out in front of him. No chance for Tico to move up a base. The count now, two balls and two strikes. Today's game, Brolio is hoping to match his sixth win of the year against two setbacks. Pitching two and two. Down the right field line, it's going foul. Foul ball off the scoreboard and foul by over 12 or 15 yards. Many of the base hits collected by Charlie Neal this year have been hit to right field.
Charlie, in particular, had a good series against the Giants when they were here in the Polo Grounds, and just about every base there was to right field. Now, Brolio off the stretch, throws to first. Not in time. Fernandez had to slide to get back in. Now, Chico has his lead once again. Here's the pitcher on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball. That is strikeout number 6 for Ernie Brolio, too shy of his own personal high at any one game for the year. On two occasions this year, he has struck out as many as 8 men in one ballgame. Now the hitter is Norm Sherry with one out and one on. Norm 0 for 1 was thrown out by veteran Dick Groats in the third inning. Pitch by Brolio, outside and low. St. Louis, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. New York, no runs, no hits, 1 error. Throw to first. Chico sprawling back in. Mets looking for their first hit of the game as Sherry faces Brolio. Foul to back upstairs and out of play. 1-1. Roger Craig will be up next. Jimmy Pearsall out occupying the on-deck circle. Pitching 1-1. Check swing and a grounder going foul down the third baseline. Jimmy Pearsall, disgusted that having so much trouble getting base hits, he has been in a slump on the homestand. He ducked under a pitch and the ball hit his bat. He says, well, you really know you're going bad when you do something like that. So he turned around and took a swing left-handed. Not the first time that Jim has done that. He has, on a number of occasions, batted left-handed. The 1-2 pitch. Strike called. A curve that's over. Norm Sherry called out the 7th strikeout for Ernie Brolio. And while we're waiting for Roger Craig, let's pause for station identification.
810 on your radio dial. This is WGY Schenectady, your station for the Mets.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner. We're in the last half of the 5th inning. St. Louis 3, New York nothing. 2 down and Fernandez on first. Roger Craig the batter. Fastball for a strike. Ernie Brolio has now fanned 7 men in 4 2/3 innings. Another fastball for a strike. 2 strikes on Craig. They're in the 8th inning in Philadelphia now. That game is still scoreless. Cincinnati nothing and Philadelphia nothing. Jim O'Toole dueling Art Mahaffey. Bucks got a run in the 7th. They lead the Braves 5-4 at the end of 7. Off the outside corner, 1-2 to Roger Craig. The Dodgers lead the Cubs 2-1 at the end of 4.5. Johnny Padres hooked up against Bob Buell. The Giants play at Houston tonight. All American League games will be tonight. Pitching 1-2. Swing and a miss, he struck him out, and that's 8, matching his previous high for the year in 1 ball game. Brolio fans the side in the 5th inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and 1 left on. Now 5 innings complete. Here are the totals. St. Louis 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. New York no runs, no hits, and 1 error. Now here's a chance for you to be the umpire. Picture this Ryan Goldriddle. Runners on first and second with 1 out. You got it? Okay, the batter off the high fly towards short, and the umpire correctly calls infield fly. But the ball coming down strikes the front runner standing a few feet off second. How would you rule? Is the runner out? Is the batter out? Well, the answer to this one is it's a double play. Both the batter and the base runner are out. Now, if the runner had been standing right on second, he would have been safe. How'd you do? Well, you can ponder that ruling over a glass or two of refreshing Rangel. You know, Rangel just naturally goes with baseball. Goes with all the good times because Rheingold has a taste all its own. It's beer as beer should taste. Dry tells you why. It tells you that Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costlier way for a taste that's brisk and bright and clean, clear through. Enjoy it right now. In the sixth inning, Tim McCarver is up against Roger Craig, and Roger's curve breaks into the left-hand batter for a call strike. McCarver has grounded out second to first and fly to left. He's hitting at 304. Low and inside, one ball, one strike. St. Louis scored one in the first, one in the second, and one in the fifth inning. Ground ball hits slowly. Fernandez hustles in. He's up with it. He throws the same motion. He's out at first. One away, nobody on. And on the hit will be Ernie Brilio. Brilio set up a run in the second inning when he doubled down the left field line and crossed the plate on a double by Bill White. Double by Brilio was his fourth hit of the year. Craig out of his windup. The pitch to Brolio outside and low. One ball, no strike. Well, we hope you'll be with us tomorrow for the big doubleheader, which starts at 2 o'clock. That's a strike on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Up on the left side of the infield. Fernandez under it waiting, and Chico grabs it for the out. Last Sunday, the Mets entertained the Pirates in a doubleheader. They won the nightcap of the doubleheader 4-3 in 10 innings, with Jay Hook the winner in relief and Roy Face the loser, after they had taken the opener 2-1 with Larry Benarth winning in relief of Roger Craig. Roger gave up only one run to the Bucks in that game in the ninth inning and tied the game 1-1. In seven previous doubleheaders this year, the Mets have swept both ends of the twin bill twice, lost both ends on one occasion, and split four doubleheaders. So the doubleheader record has not been bad at all. Two outs and nobody on now in the sixth inning, and the batter is Curt Flood. Ground ball hits the shortstop. Fernandez hurries to his right. Overhand throw with 20 on it. In time, and the side is out. Chico looking real good at shortstop. He came in for one and goes over deep in the hole for another. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. After 5.5 innings to score, the Cardinals 3 and the Mets nothing. Let me ask you a question. What's the difference between good and great? Well, to my way of thinking, more often than not, it's just a matter of time. Yes, sir, time. You know, a fellow that rushes through things hurriedly and willy-nilly just doesn't get the same results as the fellow who takes his time. And that figures. And it figures, too, that time is an important factor in brewing beer. And that's why the brewers of Rheingold Extra Dry take extra time in brewing beer. They take the extra time necessary to brew extra dry beer. The result? Beer as beer should taste. Beer that's brisk and bright and clean clear through. Beer that's easy to enjoy. That's Rheingold Extra Dry, the beer that's easy to get along with glass after glass. So next time, make it Rheingold. Rheingold Extra Dry. Now Jimmy Pearsall will be up for New York in the last half of the sixth inning. Right-hander Ernie Brilio has a no-hitter going over five innings in which he has allowed no runs, no hits, walked two, and fanned eight men. Ernie Brilio, 27-year-old right-hander from San Jose, California. Swings out of his windup now, and the pitch to Pearsall, a curve outside and low. One ball and no strike. Eddie Crane pull on deck, and then Ryan Hunt. Pitch thrown by Brolio is under the knees. Ball two, 2-0 on Pearsall. Jimmy has lined to right field and been called out on strike. He's 0-2. Over the head. In comes his pitch, a fly ball in the air to right field. George Altman walks in a couple of strides and puts it away for the out. The only men to reach base so far against Brolio, Duke Snyder, who has reached twice. Duke Grill walked in the second and was hit by a pitch on the right forearm in the fourth inning. And Chico Fernandez, who drew a walk leading off the last half of the fifth inning. Eddie Cranesville has grounded out short to first and flied to right. In comes the pitch to Eddie. Off the outside corner, one ball and no strike. We have had two no-hitters in the National League this year. Inside and low, it's ball two, 2-0. Sandy Koufax spinning one against the San Francisco Giants for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And Don Matabart pitching a no-hitter for the Houston Colt 45. So they call him Don No-Hitter-Bart. 2-0 delivery. Fastball in for a strike, 2-1. Cranks up the 2-1 delivery. A ground ball hit toward the hole. Bill White grabs it on the run. Throws to Brolio, covering in time. Cranesville bidding for a base hit, but White tracked it down in the hole, going to his glove side. One of the great advantages of being a left-handed first baseman. Two outs and nobody on now in the home six. The batter is Ron Hunt. Ron has lined to right and taken a call third strike. He is 0-2. Frank Thomas has come out of the on-deck circle to bat for Duke Snyder, and that means that Duke's right forearm, where he was hit by the pitch, may be puffing up. Inside and high, ball one. Duke was hit on the right forearm in the fourth inning. Brolio winds and pitches. A swing and a miss. Actually, Ron was trying to hold up, but he had gone too far. Well, we hope you have a real good supply of Rain Gold Extra Dry on hand to add to your enjoyment of a sunny and pleasant weekend. Foul ball back into the screen. One ball, two strikes. This has been a game in which Brolio has not given up a base hit for five and two-thirds innings. There have been about three balls hit well to right field. Pitching 1-2. Bounced foul on a changeup. Count remains 1-2 on Ron Hunt. Frank Thomas waiting in the on-deck circle. If he gets a chance to come up, he'll bat for Duke Snider. Fouled again in behind Cookie Lavagetto. Ernie Broglio hoping to rejoin the ranks of the 20-game winners with the Cardinals this season. Outside and low in the count, two balls and two strikes on Ron Hunt. Ron hitting 261. He leads New York in total base hits with 46. Charlie Neal is the runner-up. Strike three call, the ninth strike out of the game for Ernie Broglio. That's a season high for him. He previously has struck out as many as eight on two occasions. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. And now at the end of six innings, the score, the St. Louis Cardinals 3, and the New York Mets nothing. So right here, we'll be going along to the seventh inning, and the excitement is starting to mount. And to follow all the excitement for you, a fellow who always gives you a top-notch call at a sports event, Lindsey Nelson.
Thank you very much, Bob Murphy. The announcement has just been made here that Duke Snider is going to Roosevelt Hospital for an X-ray of his wrist. We have a robot going on the field here right now. As a matter of fact, Casey Single is out there, and the indication is that Lee Wire may have thrown Ron Hunt out of the ballgame. Hunt was called out on strike, started back to his position, got out there, and then Wire came out to indicate that Hunt has been thrown out, and Casey Single pushes Hunt away, and now goes to Al Barlick. And Casey's getting pretty exercised with Barlick, and now Hunt is still arguing with Wire. And Rod Kinnear was going in to play second base as Hunt apparently was thrown out of the ball game by Wire for protesting on the call third strike. But Casey Single still is trying to push Hunt out of the way as he argues the point with Wire and Barlick. Hunt didn't know he was out of the ball game. He had taken his glove and gone out onto the field. Casey Single is still talking to Barlick. Frank Thomas is playing left field. We had started to say that the announcement was made. Duke Snider is going to Roosevelt Hospital for an X-ray of his right forearm, where he was hit by a pitch ball. Single is still on the field here. If you'd like a copy of the Met Yearbook, incidentally, the way to get it is to write in and send 50 cents to Met Yearbook, Polo Grounds, New York, 39, New York. Single is still protesting to Al Barlick. He's the senior umpire on the field, but Lee Wire, calling balls and strikes, is the man who threw Hunt out of the ball game. And now Casey follows Barlick down toward first base a few steps. Rod Kinnear is in the ball game at second base, and Frank Thomas is in the ball game in left field. Ejected by Lee Wire, the umpire calling balls and strikes after Hunt was called out on strike. So now Wire takes off the mask and is following Casey Single up apparently to get his own batting order straightened out. And the booing you hear from umpire Wire, who is calling Single back to the front of the dugout to get straightened out in his batting order. Cardinals are leading in this game by a score of 3-0. Bill White will be up to lead off for them in the top half of the seventh inning coming up. Our guess is that Thomas will be batting in place of Snider because he would be scheduled first up there in the bottom half of the seventh inning, but we'll find out for you. He can bat him either way he wants, and that's why Wire was trying to find out. Sue White is up to lead off now for the St. Louis Cardinals. Roger Craig, and the windup and the pitch. It's in there for a call, strike one to Bill White. He had a double to drive in a run in the top of the second. He scored the first run of this ball game on the front end of a double steal in the top half of the first inning. Again, Roger Craig with the pitch, and it's low for a ball. White batting number two in the batting order today for Johnny Keene's Cardinals. As he and Dick Gross swap places in the batting order. Here's a 1-1 pitch. For that, and dumped it foul down past Al Barlick, the umpire there, as Tim Harkness was trying to get to the ball, could not. It is 1-2. Craig has allowed 7 hits in giving up 3 runs thus far. He has struck out 2 and walked 2. Now the 1-2 pitch. Golfed on and fouled off. Count holds at 1-2 to Bill White with Dick Grote on deck. What a hot streak Dick Grote has been in. This afternoon, he's 1-2 and a walk. Craig goes to the rosin bag. The defense is swung over toward right. Here is the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, chopped off, foul. The count holds as it was. 1-2 to Bill White. Well, we had all the excitement you'd ever want to see here last night when the Mets came on to pull the victory out on a 3-run home run by Duke Snyder in the bottom half of the ninth inning after they had been shut out all the way. 1-2 pitch, it swung on and missed. Strike 3. So Bill White is a strikeout victim. That is number 3 credited to Roger Craig today. And Dick Grote is coming up. Grote is batting .342 at the moment. He started the day in a tie with Wes Covington of the Philadelphia Phillies for the batting lead in the National League. And on a hit and run play in the first inning, Grote drilled a base hit through the hole at shortstop. This pitch is outside for a ball. Dick Grote is so adept at taking the ball to right field on the hit and run that with a runner on first and the hit and run on, the shortstop covered in the right-hand batter, and he pulled the ball right through the hole. Again, Craig with the windup and the pitch. A little tight. 2 balls, no strikes to Grote. On deck now is Duke Carmel, who came into the ballgame to relieve Stan Musial. Here's a 2-0 pitch. Low for ball. 3-0. One man out and nobody on base. The Cardinals batting in the top of the 7th. Three and oh on the way. And it's in there for a call strike. 3-1. Now the 3-1 pitch. Breaking ball in there for a call strike 2. It's 3-2. So we'll have a playoff pitch coming here. It's on the way. Swung on, it's a high hopping ground ball to short, taken by Fernandez. Throws on over in time. Dick Grote has grounded out. Grote spun that bat off in a little bit of disgust as he was racing up the line. 2 men out, nobody on. All over in Pittsburgh, the Pirates have defeated the Milwaukee Braves 6-4. Al McBean in relief of Vernon Lau is the winner, and Tony Cloninger in relief of Lou Burdett is the loser. Eddie Matthews had a home run in the first and 1 on for the Braves. Here's Duke Carmel for his first time in the game. He is a left-hand batter. Craig Fitch, breaking ball low and inside for ball 1. Carmel has been up only 20 times this year. At 4 hits, he's batting .200. He's used primarily as a late inning replacement for Stan Musial. Pitch is low and inside for ball. 2-0. In games that Musial does not start, Charlie James usually starts in the outfield position. In games that Musial does start, Carmel is usually kept handy to be brought on in the late inning. Now the 2-0 pitch. Swung on and fouled off. It's 2-1. A doubleheader here tomorrow afternoon, getting underway at 2 p.m. The Cincinnati Reds in here on Monday night and Tuesday afternoon, and that concludes the current homestand. And this pitch is low for a ball. 3-1. On the next road trip, the Mets will be going to Milwaukee, to Cincinnati, and to St. Louis. Speaking of Cincinnati, the Reds have shut out the Phillies by a score of 1-0. Jim O'Toole went all the way to get the victory. Pitch to Carmel, misses outside, and he goes to first for the base on balls. Roger Craig protesting a little bit about that call. That is the third walk given up by Craig. The Cardinals get a runner with two men out. In Philadelphia, the Cincinnati Reds, one run on six hits and no errors. The Phillies, no runs on four hits and no errors. O'Toole, the winner, Mahaffey, the loser. Both of them went all the way. Stepping in now, Ken Boyer, right-hand batter. Big pitch swung on as to drive deep to right center. Pearsall off and running. Can he get there? Nobody can get there. Now he's picked up by Pearsall, and Carmel is on his way home, and Boyer pulls up with a double. And the Cardinals are out in front by a score of 4-0. Pearsall was after, and so was Craneville. Neither one of them could get to it. Sort of drops in between them as they crisscross, and Pearsall finally picked the ball up and played it back in. But that is scored as a double for Boyer. With a run batted in, Carmel scoring, and it's the Cards 4, the Mets nothing. George Altman coming up with 2 men out and the runner at second. And we're getting a lot of action now down in the bullpen area of the New York Mets. Don Rowe is up throwing once again. Larry Benares is up and throwing in the Met bullpen. Double barrel action, lefty and a righty. Big pitch to Altman. Turns him inside for ball one. Altman is 2-for-3 this afternoon. He has driven in one run. Mets swing the defense over toward right on the left-hand batter. Boyer takes his lead at second base. Craig taking a long time to get the side. Has it now. Pitch is swung on. It's a ground ball. Towards first. Glove by Heikner. He left the play to Craig, and he does in time. The side is retired. So in the top of the seventh. The Cardinals got one run on one hit, no Met errors, and one card left at the end of 6.5 innings. It's the Cardinals 4, the Mets nothing. And now, a word from Cool Cigarettes.
If your cigarette tastes hot,
if your cigarette tastes dry,
and you're not smoking cool enough,
and here's the reason why. Your cigarette not tasting cool enough,
unless you're smoking cool.
You're not smoking cool enough till you come up to Cool. Cool's menthol magic brightens taste,
refreshing all day through. Feel extra coolness in your throat
as Cool comes through for you. You're not smoking cool.
Cool.
Cool enough till you come up to Cool.
Enjoy the extra coolness you feel in your throat when you smoke Cool. Enjoy that bright, clear taste all day long. Come up to Cool with the pure white filter, or Cool without filter.
We'll be going to the bottom of the seventh, and before we do, in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause for station identification.
This is WGY's Connectivity, where you can hear all the games of the New York Mets.
This This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner at the Polo Grounds, and Frank Thomas will be up to lead off for the New York Mets, who to this point have not been able to get a base hit. Off Ernie Bolio, he has never pitched a no-hitter in his Major League career, but has held the Mets hitless through six innings. Thomas, of course, in the batting order in the number four slot in place of Duke Snyder. If you're keeping a scorecard, Thomas bats fourth, Keneal bats third in the batting order. Bolio winds and fires, pitches swung out and has a high pop towards second. Julian Javier is there. He makes the catch. One away, and that'll bring up Tim Harkness. The official paid attendance here this Saturday afternoon is 12,895. Ladies, 1,322. Midget Mets, 8,000. Service and Press, 569. A total of 22,786 in the ballpark. Now, Brolio with the pitch to Harkness. It's high for ball one. Tracy Stallard is up and throwing in the bullpen for the Mets now, along with Larry Bernard. This pitch is a called strike to Tim Harkness. Broke down into the dirt. It was dug up by McCarver, but a called strike to Harkness. Cardinals have four runs on eight hits. The Mets have no runs on no hits. Now Brolio with the pitch. It's a fastball in there for a called strike two. It's one and two. The Mets have had only three base runners in this game. Snyder walked in the second inning. He was hit by a pitch ball in the fourth, and Fernandez walked in the fifth. Pitch is low for a ball. Oscar Fernandez walked in the fifth inning. Brolio proceeded to strike out the side. Ernie Brolio with a count of two and two now to Tim Harkness. Swinging a ground ball to second. Julian Javier is up with it. He plays on over to Bill White in time. Two away. That will bring up Fernandez. As Ernie Brolio has pushed his no-hit attempt through six and two-thirds innings now. And I can tell you one thing, the fellow who knows most of all of anybody on the diamond, that the Mets have had no hits, Ernie Brolio. And if it were to slip his mind for even a fraction of a second, he would be reminded on all sides by helpful little fellows who are very anxious to tell you about those things. This pitch is swung on, and it's a base hit into left field for Chico Fernandez. Up with it is Duke Carmel, plays it back, and Fernandez turns and holds with the first hit of the ball game for the New York Mets. Listen to that crowd. Charlie Neal comes up for the Mets with two men out and a runner at first. The Cardinals are leading by a score of 4-0. Fernandez leads off the Bears at first, and here's a swing and a foul ball back onto the screen and out of play. Crowd now trying to get a little something going in unison of Let's Go Mets. Brolio checks and deals, and the pitch is low for a ball. It's 1-1. Ernie Brolio leans way over to get his sign. That's Fernandez. He's off the bag at first base. That pitch gets by, coming all the way to the backstop, and Fernandez goes to second. Turns second, takes a wide turn. McCarver throws to second. Chico goes back to the bag. He's safe at second base. Scored as a wild pitch. Unloosed by Brolio. So after he had given up the first hit of the game to the Mets by Chico Fernandez here in the seventh, Brolio has unloosed a wild pitch to allow Fernandez to move to second. A count to Charlie Neal is two balls and one strike. Brolio is set. And the pitch is in there for a call strike. It's 2-2. Norm Sherry is on deck for the Mets. Ballard and Benares continue to throw in the Mets bullpen. Cardinals leading in the game by a score of 4-0. This one again is bounced up there. It's blocked by McCarver. Keeps it out in front of him, so there is no at bat. And it's a full count of 3-2 now to Charlie Neal. After having broken through the no-hit barrier here in the seventh, the Mets would like to break through the shutout barrier and get Chico Fernandez in from second base. Brolio is getting the sign for the playoff pitch. Fernandez takes his lead. Brolio is up and set. Swung on and has a high pop foul back of third. Ken Boyer should have a play. He's there. Glasses down, waiting. Makes the catch and the side is retired. So in the bottom of the seventh, the Mets got no runs on one hit. No errors and one left. And at the end, the seventh full inning to play, it's the Cardinals 4 and the Mets nothing. So right now, let's check up on scores of other games all around the majors. Cincinnati Reds this afternoon shut out the Phillies 1-0. Jim O'Toole went all the way to get the victory as the Reds got one run in the top of the ninth to win it. Art Mahaffey all the way took the loss. O'Toole threw a four-hitter. Pittsburgh Pirates defeated the Milwaukee Braves 6-4. Al McBean came on in relief of Vernon Law in the fourth inning and got the win. Tony Kleiniger relieved Lou Burdett in the second and took the loss. Eddie Matthews homered in the first with one on for the Braves. His seventh homer of this season. His 406th homer of his career. At the end of six innings of play now, it's the Los Angeles Dodgers 3, Chicago Cubs 3. Padres started for the Dodgers. Larry Sherry in the sixth. Bob Buell all the way up to now for the Cubs. And Merritt Renew homered in the sixth with one on for the Chicago Cubs. San Francisco Giants play the Houston Colts 45 tonight. In the American League, it's all-night action. New York at Detroit, Cleveland at Washington, Boston at Baltimore, Chicago at Kansas City, Minnesota at Los Angeles. Right here, the Cardinals are coming up in the top half of the eighth inning. Sending up second baseman Julian Javier. He's been up three times without a hit. Roger Craig, who started, is still in there for the Mets. The Cards lead by a score of 4-0. It's low for ball one. Javier has stepped out for just a moment. Now he's back in. Pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 1-1. Cardinals got one run in the first inning, one in the second, one in the fifth, one in the seventh. A 1-1 offering is low for a ball. It's 2-1. In case you've joined us along the way, Ron Hunt was ejected from the ballgame by umpire Lee Wire for protesting a called third strike. Duke Snyder was hit by a pitch ball and out of the ballgame. That pitch is in for a called strike to Javier. It's 2-2. Snyder was hit on the forearm in the bottom of the fourth by a pitch ball. He's gone to Roosevelt Hospital for an x-ray. 2-2 pitch. In there for a called strike three. Roger Craig, fourth strikeout. Javier is protesting to umpire Lee Wire. That brings up catcher Tim McCarver. Made up three times without a hit. He's a left-hand batter. McCarver asks that Wire examine the ball. So Wire walks out in front of the plate, takes it, looks at it, leaves it in play. Now McCarver is in and waiting.
Roger Craig with the pitch. In there for a called strike. Mets pull the defense over toward right on left-hand batter McCarver. Breaking ball swung on and full foul. Down pass first. Out of play. Two strike count, Tim McCarver. One man out and nobody on base. It misses low and away, and it's one and two. Cardinals four, the Mets nothing. Craig starts the motion for the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and slam foul. Into the upper deck back at third. Ricochets down the lower deck. Where somebody has a souvenir. Count holds at 1-2 to McCarver. Again, the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and it's lined to Keneal at second for the out. A little soft liner. Right at Rod Keneal, playing second base now in place of Ron Hunt. Two away, nobody on, and Ernie Broglio is coming up. Broglio doubled in the second inning, drilled the ball down the left field line, and was brought home by Bill White. Since then, Broglio has struck out and popped out. Broglio is getting a hand from some of the Mets fans here, and he is being booed by some of the others. He had the Mets hitless for 6 2/3 innings. Pitch is low for a ball. Say, there's a familiar figure parading around in the dugout of the Cardinals, Red Shanebean. Talking to Red before the ball game, said he always liked to play baseball in New York City. He did a stint, of course, with the Giants before he went on to the Milwaukee Braves. Julio swings and misses. It's 1-1. Kirk Flood now on deck. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on and chopped off foul. It's 1-2. Two men out, nobody on base. Cardinals batting in the top half of the eighth. Craig wants another ball and gets it. Julio waiting for the 1-2 pitch. Watch is low for ball two. It's 2-2. Mets have an infield of Harkness at first, Keneal at second, Fernandez at short, and Neal at third. In there for a call, strike three, as Broglio is shot looking. Strikeout number five for Roger Craig. As he gets the cards out in order here in the top of the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. The end of 7.5 innings, it's the Cardinals four, the Mets nothing. We're going to have a pinch hitter here now. Jim Hickman is coming up to bat for Norm Sherry as we go to the bottom half of the eighth. Casey Stengel going to the bench. And Sammy Taylor has come out to the on-deck circle preparatory to batting for Roger Craig, who is due up next. Ernie Broglio on the mound has allowed only one hit. That was a ground single, a clean one, into left field by Chico Fernandez in the bottom of the seventh. Larry Benarth is up and throwing in the bullpen now for the Mets as they try to make a move here in the bottom of the eighth, trailing 4-0. Last night, they got three runs in the bottom of the ninth to win it. So Hickman, the right-hand batter, settles himself into the batter's box. Broglio starts his wind-up, and here's the pitch. In there for a call, strike one. Broglio has struck out nine and walked two. Playing a ground ball to third. Boyer charges a big hop up with it, throws on to first in time, and Hickman has grounded out. So there's one away, and now Sammy Taylor is coming up. He's a left-hand batter. Say, do you know why Rheingold tastes so good? Well, dry tells you why. It tells you that Rheingold Extra Dry is brewed the long, slow, costly way for a flavor that's brisk and bright and clean, clear through. Rolio with the pitch, fired high for ball. Playing a ground ball to first, second deep by Bill White. He'll make the play unassisted, and he does. Two away as Taylor grounds out to White, unassisted at first base. That brings up leadoff man Jimmy Pearsall. The third inning, Pearsall was trying to duck under a pitch, and it hit his bat and glanced off for an inadvertent strike. So he moved over and batted left-handed, took a rip at the ball from the left side and fouled it off, a ground single down the first baseline, then moved back to the right side and was called out on strike. He's up here now with two men out and nobody on. Rolio winds and fires, and the pitcher's in there for a called strike. Pearsall protests to umpire Lee Wire. Well, it's been a good part of his afternoon receiving protests from both sides. Eddie Cranepool is on deck. Wind up in the pitch. Breaking ball, swung on and missed. Two strike shots to Pearsall. Cardinals four, the Mets nothing. This is the second game of the current series, a doubleheader tomorrow. Playing a ground ball is short. Dick Grote over, up with it, plays on to first in time. Rolio sets the Mets down in order in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. And at the end of eight, full inning to play, it's the Cardinals four, the Mets nothing. June 22nd will be a Saturday. An old timers day will be observed here at the Polo Ground. The regular attraction that day is the Mets and the Phils. But if you remember all the fun we had last year at old timers day, you'll want to be here this summer. The theme will be to honor major league stars who were born or reared in the metropolitan New York area. And one of the latest to accept is Joe Medwick, who is a great star with the Cardinals and the Braves and the Giants and the Dodgers. So Joe Medwick will be here. In addition to the ball players born and reared in this area, a number of Hall of Famers are going to be on hand. Ed Rausch will be here. Hank Greenberg is going to be here. Of course, he was reared in this area. Mikey Frisch, who was reared in this area, is a Hall of Famer. He'll be here as well. Johnny Murphy's going to be on hand. And we hope that you'll make your plans to be on hand on Saturday afternoon, June 22nd. Tickets are now on sale. On Thursday night, June 20th at 8 p.m., the Yankees will meet the Mets in the Mayor's Trophy game at Yankee Stadium. And tickets are now on sale, of course, for that one. And if you purchase the ticket for the game as it was originally scheduled on June 3rd, of course, it'll be on it on Thursday night, June 20th. Changes for the Mets now. Sammy Taylor staying in the ballgame and batting ninth. Larry Benarth is the pitcher and batting eighth. As we prepare to go to the top of the ninth. Benarth in relief of Roger Craig. As Craig worked eight innings, giving up four runs on eight hits. He struck out five and he walked three. Cardinals will be sending up the top of the batting order, Kurt Flood. Flood's a right-hand batter. One for four this afternoon. Benarth, the right-hander, winds and fires a fastball in there for a called strike. Again, the pitch. Breaking ball, swung on to ground ball, deep to short, taken by Fernandez, a long throw, and not in time. He took it deep in the hole and did all he could do. He just sort of took it in one motion and threw. While trying to pivot on to first, he got it over there, but not in time to get the very fleet-footed Kurt Flood. Handled cleanly all the way. It is a base hit, Flood, second of the day. That brings up Bill White. Had a double to drive in a run in the top of the second. Pitch to White Swan, a ground ball to Keneal at second. He plays it over to Fernandez. He's up, throw to first, and he's out. It's a double play. Pulled off by the New York Mets here in the top of the ninth. Double play number 55 for the Mets this season. Going from Keneal to Fernandez to Harkness. Two away, and Dick Rhodes is coming up. One for three and a walk. Rhodes is batting 341 at the moment. That's the batting average he had at the start of the day. And that was good enough to put him in a tie for the lead in the batting race in the National League. Ken Effra calls strike. 1960, when Grote won the batting championship of the league, he batted 325. The following year, 1961, his batting average fell off an even 50 points, 275. That's an overhand breaking ball. In there for a call, strike two to Grote. Cardinals four, the Mets nothing. Sun shining brightly here, a clear sky at the Polo Ground. Two-strike pitch, fired a little low, and it's one and two. Again, Grote waits. The 1-2 pitch, swung on, and has a fly ball to center. Jim Pearsall has called. He's there, and he puts it away. So in the top of the ninth, the Cardinals got no runs on one hit, no errors, and none left. The end of 8.5 innings, it's the Cardinals 4, the Mets nothing. You know, what was true in 1910 was true in 1940, and it's true today, too. I'm talking about baseball players. The mark of a great ball player in 1910 is the same in 1963. A truly great player has that extra something. He's got the ability to come up with the big hit or make that extra special catch. And it's that extra something that makes him great. And that's true with beer, too. Rheingold has that extra something that lifts it out of the ordinary. And it's on every label. Extra dry. Yes, sir, those two words tell you why Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. Tell you why Rheingold is a truly great beer. Rheingold Extra Dry has a flavor that's brisk and bright and clean clear through. It's everything you want in beer. Quenches your thirst quicker, it's more refreshing, it's easy to enjoy. But you find that out for yourself. Next time, enjoy Rheingold Extra Dry. You'll see why millions say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Before we go to the bottom of the ninth, in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady, 810 on your dial, where the time is 29 minutes after 4 and the temperature is 77 degrees.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner at the Polo Ground. Mets up here in the bottom of the ninth. Ed Cranepool, batting number two in the batting order, will lead it off. Scheduled up in this inning, Cranepool, Keneal, and Thomas. And the crowd starts to cry of Let's Go Mets, who are they're trailing now by four runs. Ernie Broglio winds and fires in there for a call, strike one. Broglio is set. Pitch is swung on. Change time. Two strike shot. Broglio has allowed only one hit. Batted ground single to Fernandez with two men out in the bottom of the seventh. Two strike pitch. Misses, and it's one and two. Mets trying to get something started. They haven't been able to mount any sort of a serious threat today, as Broglio has been in command from the start. That pitch misses high, and it's two and two. Cardinals got one run in the top of the first, scored it on a double steal. Bill White on the front end scored the run. And that actually now has proven to be enough. Breaking ball, swung on, and it's short hop by White, backhanded. He makes the play unassisted at first base. That ball drilled down the line, and Bill White backhanded it on the short hop. Came up with it cleanly and threaded over to first base to make the play on Crane Pool. So there's one away, and Rod Keneal is coming up. This is Keneal's first time up in this game. Keneal's batting 224. He has four runs batted in this season. Keneal came into the game in the seventh inning after Ron Hunt was ejected by plate umpire Lee Wire. Golio sits outside for ball one. Frank Thomas on deck for the Mets. Cardinals leading 4-0. Swing and a base hit going up the middle for Rod Keneal. Kirk Flood is up with it, relays it in, and Keneal tracked that one solidly up the center for the second base hit of the day for the Mets. That brings up Thomas with one man out and the runner at first. Frank Thomas spent up one time and he popped out second base. Thomas came into the game after Snyder was removed in order to be sent to the hospital for an x-ray of his forearm, which he was hit by a pitch ball in the fourth inning. Snyder played from the fourth until the seventh before he went to the hospital. Pitch to the right-hand batter, and it's low and away for ball one. Tim Harkness now on deck. Rod Keneal takes his lead at first. There's a swing and a miss. 1-1 to Frank Thomas. Ernie Broglio trying to preserve the shutout. He looks in to battery mate Tim McCarver for the sign. Up and set. Keneal leads. Here's the pitch. Fired outside. 2-1 to Frank Thomas. Some 8,000 midget Mets on hand here this afternoon, and they've been talking it up all afternoon long. And they brought the usual quota of banners out. 2-1 pitch. Swung on, foul back. It's out of play. Runs the count full at 2-2. Now Thomas settles himself into the batter's box again. There's the chant. Let's go, Mets. Keneal leads it first, the 2-2 pitch. Low for a ball, and it's 3-2 now to Frank Thomas. Galen Sisco is throwing in the bullpen for the Mets. We'll have a playoff pitch from Broglio to Thomas. Broglio mopping his brow right now. Staring down at the rubber, settling himself down. Now shoulders the rubber and looks in for the sign. Keneal leads. Playoff pitch. He's low and he walks in. Keneal goes to second. Thomas goes to first. That'll bring up Tim Harkness. That's the third walk given up by Broglio. Now Jackson is going to run for Frank Thomas at first base. Come in to run at first. Keneal has good speed at second. And Tim Harkness is the batter. Up three times without a hit. There's one man out. The Mets batting in the bottom of the ninth. Broglio looking in three side. Checks and deals. Puts his foot out and misses. It's strike one. Waiting around on deck is Chico Fernandez. Now Hartley steps back in. Cardinals lead 4-0. Pitch is swung on and foul back. This one's out of play. A two-strike shot to the Met first baseman. This is the sort of situation in which Snyder hit his home run last night. Except that at that time, it was enough to win. Mets have not yet come that close this afternoon as the Cardinals lead them by a score of 4-0. Runners lead, first and second. And the pitch. Way high and away. It's 1-2. Ken Broglio looks in. Jackson leads at first, Keneal at second. As a swing out, a ground ball to short. Throw over to second. He's out. The throw on to first, and he's safe there. Keneal moving on to third on the play. As they got the middleman, Al Jackson. Dick Gross fielded the ball and played it on over to Javier in time for the fourth, but Harkness beats the relay, and with two men out, Fernandez is coming up. Two men out in the bottom of the seventh. Chico. Then a ground single cleanly into left field for the first net hit of this game. Neal single up the middle here in the ninth, and that's all the hits the Mets have been able to garner. Our Chico Fernandez. Neal the base runner at third, Harkness at first. Rolio sets and deals. Pitches high and tight for ball one. Cardinals have 4 runs on 9 hits. The Mets have no runs on 2 hits. Again, Broglio is set. Swing and a foul ball back and out of play. Double header here tomorrow afternoon. Now he's set, and here's the pitch. Low for ball. As Fernandez watched it, it's 2 balls, 1 strike. Fernandez swings the bat. 2-1 pitch. In there for a call strike. It's 2-2. Fastball at the knee. So Chico takes a little walk around. Hey, up there. It's pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Strikeout number 10 for Broglio, who has chalked up his 4th shutout of this season and his 16th shutout of his career. As Fernandez took his cut and missed. And in the bottom of the ninth, the Mets got no runs on 1 hit, no errors, and 2 men left. Keep in mind that the Cardinals will be here tomorrow afternoon for a doubleheader. The Mets are going to pitch Carl Willie and Jay Hook. Cards are going to pitch Ray Sadecki and either Kurt Simmons or Ray Washburn. Hope you'll be on hand tomorrow. We'll be back in a moment with a final summary and totals. Right now, the final score of the game, the Cardinals 4, the Mets nothing. And now a word from Cool Cigarettes.